And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
It's been a while. How are you?
It has been a while indeed.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Merry everything,
yes.
Actually.
Happy snow.
Happy snow, yeah. It's been the roads seem a little better today, but it seems like the entire city is in a panic and they're delaying everything. Which is probably better, because there's a lot of idiots out on the road.
Yeah. I that first big snowstorm that we had, I was at a friend's house. It was Saturday night, and when I got there, no sign of snow. When I left a few hours later, there was 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It was midnight. Not a sign of a plow in any direction. Not on Cerritos, not on St. Francis, not on Paseo. I drove home at 2 miles an hour.
2 miles an hour.
You know.
But those are
there.
Some of the funnest times to be out on the roads when there's nobody else out.
Oh, there were lots of people
oh,
out.
There
in
were.
Fact, it's amazing that I didn't get hit or I didn't hit somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of close calls yesterday.
Yeah.
While I was running around in the morning. And was very thankful to get to, you know, stay at work while everyone got sent home early, because that meant I didn't have to deal with everybody.
Yeah, well,
on the
there's
roads.
That.
But anyway, it's like it's December, it's Christmas time, it's holiday time. I just heard that great commercial about the farmers market shops being open every single day through December.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Lots of awesome stuff to buy down there. And also, I just want to mention real quick that the December issue of New Mexico Magazine is out, and it's really cool.
Awesome.
And it jives with community radio. We have a great section in here with all New Mexico gifts. There's a gift guide in the magazine. There's a gift guide online. You should check it out, because 'tis the season. And, you know, shop local.
Gift guides are good.
I think so. You know, I used to kind of balk at them until I started working for New Mexico Magazine. And
a lot
now
of
it's
people
like,
don't know what to buy each other.
I know. And it's like the more I look at the gift guide, I go, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Send Reistras out of state.
Send Reistras out of state.
Seriously.
Spread the chili love.
Spread the love.
Spread the chili love. There's a lot of chili love in the December issue, too. We hang out with the Delgado family of Santa Fe, and they teach us how to make tamales and all kinds of wonderful things. So check it out.
All right.
And also our vacation guide is out, too. So there's all kinds of cool stuff happening this weekend and this week.
Including Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents a preview of the upcoming legislative session with State Representative Brian Egolf, who will tell us about what are likely to be upcoming prominent legislative issues, budgetary stuff, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
But that's at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning at Collected Works Bookstore. And I would like to commend John McAndrew and the others who put Journey Santa Fe together at Collected Works Bookstore. They always have fantastic people.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, there's... Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff going on. I don't know what to do. Today, at 6 o'clock, at the Center for Progress and Justice, is the Santa Fe Music Alliance holiday party. And there's going to be some awesome... bands playing. We've got Soulfire, DJs Bacon and Featherici, and To Build a Fire, which is like made up of a bunch of people that you know, our good friend Alex Monasterio, who has been on this show before, and some other folks. And they're going to be playing at everything starts at 6 o'clock at the Center for Progress and Justice over there on 1420 Cerritos Road. And so you should go support the Alliance, because they have some cool things in the works.
And To Build a Fire, one of my favorite Jack London stories.
Yes, yes.
Scary business. Okay, let's see. I got something from, who was it from? Museum of New Mexico Press. And they are telling us that their annual holiday book sale and open house is today from 9 to 4, tomorrow from 10 to 3 at the Stuart Udall Center, which is on Museum Hill. It's right in the first thing on your right when you drive into the Museum Hill area. And for more information, museumofnewmexicopress.org.
Cool.
Probably lots of good stuff there. Holiday book sale. of the Museum Press. They're a very good press. They do fantastic books.
The Contemporary Music Program at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design has a bunch of cool concerts coming up. And tonight at 6 p.m., at Evoke Contemporary, the Collegium Roman numeral, sorry, and the percussion ensemble are performing at 6 o'clock at the Evoke Contemporary, and there's no charge for that, so that's going to be kind of cool.
Awesome.
Lots of interesting music. We've got there's a musical theater workshop performance also by the Santa Fe University of Art and Design tonight at 7 o'clock at the Weckesser Studio Theater. Over there on the St. Michael's Drive, over there at the campus. So that's right by my house. If I can sneak away, I might go check that out. The 4th Annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market Grand Opening Celebration is at DeVargas Center from 5 to 7 p.m. today. And that market continues through the weekend, another opportunity to go and get some gifty gifts.
Well, you know what that actually is? It's I can buy you a gift, but instead of you getting a television battery or whatever people give each other, I give you a certificate that says that I have given or that you have given so and so much to the charity of your choice.
Ah.
So you've fed the homeless.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's a beautiful idea. And they do well and they do better every year and it's totally worth it. And in the last couple of years, I've got some friends who they give me each year a goat, and the goat is somebody else somewhere who needs it gets a goat.
Somebody gets a goat?
Yeah, so in other words, it's Heifer International.
Okay, but you have to have a real need for a goat. Like I could
somebody in some third world country,
okay. Well, that
to
makes
whom
sense.
A goat would completely change the lives of their families. Is given a goat by my friends, and that's the Christmas present that I get. And I love it. I love it so much that somebody somewhere who I will never know has just had their life improved by that Christmas gift.
But if they don't know you, how can they name the goat after you?
Well, you know, they can dream it.
They can dream it. Don't dream it. Be it.
I'm sorry. This is such a pre-caffeinated morning. I have an announcement, which is that there is a horse named Rosa. She's an 8-month-old filly who has been fostered for the past couple of months by a very wonderful person, and apparently she was rounded up in the Navajo Nation, and her entire family most likely went to slaughter, and for some reason she was left behind and came to this nice person named Cindy to foster. She's named after Rosa Parks, and she's just a great horse, and they're looking for an exceptional forever home for this wonderful animal. I'm looking at a picture of her, and she's quite beautiful. If you would like to talk about or think about adopting this 8-month-old horse, Rosa, you can call 466-3536.
466-3536.
Yep.
Is there a cat?
I'm sure there. Oh, there is. But I'm going to leave you in suspense.
You're going to leave me in suspense. Okay, tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden is a special event called GLOW. And this is happening from 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, all the way through January 4th. And there's going to be an exhibit of sculpture by Christy Hengst. And there's going to be lights, and it's going to be really cool. And if you go to santafebotanicalgarden.org or call 471-9103, you can find out more about that. Also happening tonight, God, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design is just very crazy busy. The Contemporary Music Program's Candelaria Alvarado Senior Concert at 3 p.m., Jazz Ensemble and Student Jazz Groups at 7 p.m. This is at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space today and tonight at SWOD, 1600 St. Michael's Drive.
Squad.
These are free concerts, by the way. And I suppose, you know, I didn't catch you on the drive-in, but if anyone has mentioned yet, the Christmas Carol opening night tribute to our good pal Dan Garrity.
Yay. I mean, yay and tears at the same time.
Yeah, but it's wonderful that he's being honored like this.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens Classic Adapted. It's basically going to be a tribute reception at 6:30 p.m. and curtain is at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse tonight. And that runs Thursday through Sunday through December 22nd. So you have more opportunities, but I believe tonight is the night that they are honoring our good friend Dan.
Dan Garrity, who lived a short 59 years and contributed so much to the station and this community and to the theater community. Speaking of theater, there is the Second City Comedy Improv Group at the Lensic tomorrow night. and people like Alan Arkin, Robert Klein, Bill Murray, John Belushi, and Stephen Colbert all started their careers with this group. And guess what?
What?
We're having a ticket giveaway.
Really?
Yes.
How many?
A pair of tickets, and the first person who calls 428-1382 will get a pair of tickets.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I wish I could go. I know. I wish I could go, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Saturday, we've got the Country Blues Review is doing a live recording session at Frogville Studios over there on Parkway Drive. I'm sorry. If this is great, actually. Tickets are a little bit, but it includes a CD, and you can get tickets at Candyman Strings and Things and Dual Brewing. And the show starts at Saturday at 6:30 p.m. You obviously want to show up a little early and find parking. And carpool to this. Make things easy for people.
Yeah.
Especially over there. Yeah, it would be a good idea to carpool.
Carpooling is good.
Yeah.
Now, there's something that I didn't even really know existed, which was Buddhist relics. It's an exhibit of ancient and sacred relics of the actual Buddha, Gautama Buddha, and 40 other Buddhist masters from India, Tibet, Korea, and China. And they're going to be displayed here in Santa Fe starting on the 5th of December. Well, that's yesterday. So today, tomorrow, and Sunday, viewings are 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and it's at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center at 50 Mount Carmel Road, which is right near Old Santa Fe Trail and Camino Cruz Blanca, that area.
Wow.
So apparently there's 1,000 relics on display. It's a non-sectarian event people from all walks of life can experience, as they tell us, the loving kindness energy that emits from these sacred relics.
Cool. That's very, very cool.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the Tibetan sand mandala, which is being in the process of being created through this weekend, as we heard first segment.
Yeah.
At Surrett & Sons.
Cool beans. Hey, there's a bunch of art openings tonight, too. If you want to brave the weather, go out there and do a little walk around town. Let's see. We've got, this is pretty cool, the Art Spot Pop-Up Gallery at 114 Del Rio Drive. I have no idea where that is. You might have to Googleize it. There's going to be a holiday group show of photography, ceramics, and book art, and there's a reception from 48 p.m. today, and that show is up through Sunday. GF Contemporary has a holiday group show. Lots of holiday group shows going on.
Yeah.
All around town. Peyton Wright Gallery has photo objects and small prints, a group show, and red contemporary jewelry designs by Rachel Dews and Julia M. Barello. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. through February 1st. You all know where to go to get your art opening information, and that would be Paso Tiempo, my old stomping grounds.
Paso Tiempo, indeed. And the tickets, by the way, for the Second City are gone, but you can still get tickets by calling the Lenzig 988-1234. Now, let's see. Photo objects and small prints group exhibition. Is that the one you just said? That's the one you just said.
That's what I just said.
I'm not going to read that one then.
Moving People Dance is doing a student showcase of contemporary works that are in progress. And there's a performance, let's see, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Rail Yard Performance Center. And let me see if there's an event, if they're doing this. Yeah, it's on Saturday. And there's dance, performance, all kinds of holiday stuff going on. On Sunday, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design Contemporary Music Program is back again with the Gamelan Ensemble at 3 o'clock.
They have a gamelan over there. It's so awesome.
I know. I remember when they first got it, and they kept sending me pictures and tempting me to go over there and tinker with it.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit. And that's at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space Sunday. Well, the Gamelan Ensemble is at 3 p.m. The University Chorus with guest jazz trio Wind Up Birds is at 7 p.m. On Sunday.
And this week on the Radio Cafe, I did talk to Mirabai Starr, who has these two new books on St. Teresa of Avila and St. Francis of Assisi. And she's going to be speaking at the ARC bookstore, but on my show I said at 6 o'clock, and that was wrong information. It's actually at 2 o'clock on Sunday, so remark your calendars.
Mm. I believe that there are some very interesting films being shown at the CCA this week.
No doubt.
Let's see.
Death Machine?
Pick Death Machine. And another one whose name I can't mention on the air. But
really?
Yeah. But it's our good.
What does it start with?
Mod, and then the second word starts with an F, and then the third word is explosion. And that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Children
fill in the blanks.
Children fill in the blanks. Check the schedule at the CCA for all of this wonderful stuff. John Morizugu and his gal, Amy Davis, who's a wonderful artiste and actress and musician in her own right, is I'm sure they're going to be there to greet you, meet you, scare you, and freak you out with their pig death machine, which has been traveling all around. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard very good things.
Excellent.
And so if you like that sort of independent film experience, then this is the place that you should be.
And let's just talk for one moment about the cat of the week. This cat is called, this week, is called Teddy Bear. He is sweet and cuddly and ready for his new forever home. He's a handsome boy with a short coat and brown tabby markings, and he is about 3.5 years old. If you would like to adopt Teddy Bear, please call Felines and Friends at 316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can actually see him and the other cats who are available for adoption at fandfnm.org.
fandfnm.org.
No, fandfnm for New Mexico.
Okay. All right. Feline and Friends.
Felines and Friends, New Mexico. Or you can Google it or search engine it. Some people don't use Google. They use other things.
What else have we got? We've got a Collective Works bookstore at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Aaron Dixon is going to be reading from My People Are Rising, Memoir of a Black Panther Party Captain.
Awesome.
And let's see. We've got Trace Chica's readings. Authors Joan Loge, Miriam
Logie.
Sagan. Logie, sorry, that's right. Miriam Sagan, Piper Lee, and others are reading from their books at 6 p.m. That's 2 hours after the Aaron Dixon thing on Saturday at Collective Works Bookstore.
Excellent. And I'm trying to find the name of this movie. Do you remember Kathleen Hanna? She was the lead singer of Bikini Kill.
I will tell you a story off the air, but yes, I...
She was a punk rocker.
I lived in Olympia, Washington when all that was blowing
up. Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, there is a new film whose name I am furiously trying to figure out exactly what it is, but it's about her. She is in it. Yeah, the punk singer. Is that what it's called?
It's called The Punk Singer.
Anyway, it opens at the Screen this weekend, and I tried very hard to get Kathleen on the air. We just couldn't make the schedules work, but she's a real force of nature and did a lot of different things and ended up with, I don't want to give too much of it away, but a compromising situation, which was very painful, and now is kind of back on the block, so she's awesome.
She is awesome. Very awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Jean Cocteau's got Aliens this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that's the second. Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Right. So the first one's Alien. The second one's Aliens, and the third one's is Aliens is. Right?
I don't know. They multiply.
The Aliens is.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. That's. Ooh, I remember that film so well.
Yeah. That moment where the alien comes popping out of the human.
I think that was in the first one.
That was in the first one.
Yeah.
And it was...
Happy breakfast, everyone.
Yeah, and everybody just stood there, their mouths open. They didn't chase it. They just watched it escape into the...
They went like kind of... Squeech, and then sort of skittled away on the floor.
Oh, God. I don't like scary movies anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them. I mean, I have to watch, like, I'm allowed to watch, two or three zombie movies a day during the Halloween season. And then, like, right when October rolls over into November, the better half puts the kibosh on it, and I have to find something else to watch.
So, let's see.
We've got Lannan Foundation has readings and conversations, Nothing Personal, the Dark Room Collective Reunion Tour. And that is at 7 p.m. on Thursday at the wonderful Lenzic Performing Arts Center. And you can find out more by going to ticketsantafe.org or, of course, going to Lannan Foundation Readings and Conversations. Go to their website and read up. But always a good series.
Always a good series,
and
indeed.
Cheap. Not cheap.
Yeah.
Inexpensive.
Affordable.
Yes.
Lots of school kids there. I love that.
Yeah.
Did you mention the Galisteo Village Artisans Holiday Fair?
I didn't, but you should.
Fair with an E on the end.
Oh.
Fair.
Does that mean there will be, like, Renaissance type activity, or?
Yeah, it means you have to wear a very thick leather belt and pointy shoes and.
Okay.
No.
And braided hair. And
yeah.
Cool.
I've been watching. Never mind. Anyway, it's tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the Galisteo Community Center, which is in Galisteo, New Mexico. For more information, 466-1935. You can also look at lasaladegalisteo.org.
Cool. Hey, we should give Baca Street some love. Baca Street Studio Tour, they're having their 13th annual tour, and it starts tonight at from 5 to 9 p.m., and it continues through Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be 20 open studios. There's going to be artists working in tons of media, showing off their wares and stuff, and 'tis the season. Get over there and check them out. You know, there's some great work over there, and I think that sometimes people, even folks that have lived here for a long time, forget about that little creative hive.
Yeah, yeah.
In that area.
That's kind of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's your hood.
That's my hood. Did you mention the Rail Yard Artisan Market inside the Farmers Market Pavilion?
No, but I think you're going to.
It's having its two-day holiday market, the 7th and 8th, that's Saturday and Sunday, from 4 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday, holiday shopping and festivities both days, with visits from Santa Claus, along with his tallest elf, who is wearing a thick leather belt and pointed shoes, and bizcochitos, free bizcochitos, and also...
Yeah, you had me at bizcochitos.
But not the shoes. And also Christmas carols by the Waldorf School Choir and music by Chris Abeta and Joe Wheeler and lots of other good stuff. So check it out.
Neat. God, so many holiday fairs. There's never going to be enough time for us to get to them all. Right?
Right.
I mean, we've got the... did we talk about the St. Nicholas Bazaar? At the Church of Holy Faith, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then the Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair at the Light at Mission Viejo on Saturday from 9 to 3. There's just tons. There's tons.
So just, you know,
yeah.
Go to your, pick up your pasta.
Yeah.
And check them all out.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, on Thursday of next week, the 12th at 7 o'clock, you can go hear music. Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe is presenting Away in a Manger. That's their Christmas concert at Loreto Chapel. You can get tickets at the door, and you can also go to Schola, schola-sf.org, and it's Gregorian chant, Renaissance polyphony, and familiar carols.
Aww. There's some cool things happening in Los Alamos, including today the Los Alamos Symphony Orchestra Holiday Concert at the Crossroads Bible Church at 7 p.m. And then I think between the December 6th and 8th is Winterfest weekend with music, and there's going to be a tree lighting and a parade, and that's all happening in the downtown Los Alamos area, so that's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
And the, yeah, unless that is your town.
Yeah, of course.
Winter Carnival Arts and Crafts Fair at Salazar Elementary School today from 5:30 to 8. That's 1231 Apache Avenue. Fun, food, and games. It's a benefit for the school, and it's open to everybody.
Open to everybody of all ages.
SalazarPTO.org for more information.
SalazarPT.org.
PTO.
PTO. I'm just not hearing very well today. I don't
know
what it is.
That's
okay. I think I've got, like, snow in my ear cavity. Let's see. We could talk about Peter McGuire talking from reading from Tie Stick, Surfers, Scammers, and the Untold Story of the Marijuana Trade at 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore on Monday.
Excellent.
So Collected Works has a lot of really groovy stuff going on.
Yeah, what else is going on over there?
You know, I don't have the whole list in front of me, but we've got the legislative preview, which you already spoke about.
Yep.
Right?
I'll get it up here on
the internet. And I'll just keep going.
You just keep going.
The Pink Church Art Center on Pacheco Street. Not the Pink Church downtown. Not that big, big pink building. But the Pink Church Art Center on Pacheco Street is doing Imagine a World Without Hate student art projects. And this is sort of a thing that's sort of Art Smart and the Anti-Defamation League are getting together for this one. For information, call 823-2712 or 992-2787.
And also at Collected Works, Elizabeth Robicek. She does unique sculptural books as art. And there's one called Removing the Seed Coat, which she was very kind to send me. And it's a lovely book. I wasn't able to get her on the air, but this is happening at Collected Works on the 8th, which is what, Sunday, right? At 3 in the afternoon. And definitely worth going and seeing her lovely work.
Neat. We didn't mention the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble Benefit Concert. They're having this caroling party and a silent auction. There's tons of items. It's at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at Manitou Galleries right there on Palace Avenue. And I believe you can find out more information about that through ticketsantafe.org.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, Opsit Books. Today at 4 o'clock, Meg, how would you pronounce this? T-U-I-T-E. Tweet? Toot?
Tweet?
Toot. We'll be reading Bound by Blue at 4 o'clock. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Catherine Kirkwood reads from Looking for Tula. And all events are free and open to the public. And it's at Sambusco Center.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be going skiing this weekend.
You think?
You know? I mean, they got a ton. I think, what is it? Did Santa Fe get like a foot? Like an extra foot or something ridiculous like that?
We've got a lot of
My better half was up at 6 this morning, making lots of noise, banging skis and poles.
Getting ready to go today?
Together.
It'd be a beautiful day to go skiing.
Beautiful day to go skiing. You know, National Geographic just, they just put this big list out. And Taos Ski Valley is named as one of the top 25 ski areas in the world.
Wow.
In the world. And
cool.
In the December issue, we have an update of all the wonderful upgrades that are happening at Taos next year. And also updates of every ski area in New Mexico. So, I don't ski. I haven't skied in 31, almost 32 years. But for folks who want to go skiing, I mean, it's ripe. It's ripe right now.
It's good. It's a good time to go skiing.
Yeah.
Heck, it's a good time to go walk your dogs in the dog park. One of my dogs is he bounds like an antelope through the snow. It's the cutest thing ever.
What's your opinion on dog booties?
I am agnostic on the subject.
You're agnostic on the subject.
But I will tell you that there is a one-man play called Einstein, a Stage Portrait, which is one weekend only, namely this weekend. And let's see, it stars a fellow named Tom Hsu. It's an award-winning one-man show, and it's set in 1946 after the bomb has been dropped. Alan Arkin gives it rave reviews, and for more information, I'm trying to figure out where it is. Oh, it's at Teatro Paraguas, and you can get your tickets at the door. You can also call 424-1601.
Cool. Have you ever been to that Trader Waltz International and Southwestern Marketplace?
Mm-mm.
It's like right across from the Santa Fe Farmers Market.
It's
insane.
No.
It's cavernous. There's so much cool stuff there. And they have hours. They're open from 8 to 3 on Saturdays and 9 to 4 on Sundays. I mean, it's like a flea market, but it's an awesome one. And they have an annual holiday market. And I found some cool stuff there. My mom found some cool stuff there last weekend. I'm probably going to try and go tomorrow if I can sneak away from the house.
Yeah, got to get that Christmas shopping going.
I'm so behind.
Yeah, I haven't even started thinking about it yet. Hey, the Waldorf School is also having a holiday fair with an E on the end of fair. Clan Tinker is doing two performances at 11 and 12:30. It's tomorrow. The whole thing is from 10 to 3 at the Waldorf School at 26 Puesta del Sol. So check that out, too.
Puesta del Sol?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's see. What else is going on?
Well, I can tell you that Tina Davila is having her annual pottery open house Saturday 10 till 5. And she is a beautiful potter and makes basically pottery with animals on it. She's at 933 Nicole Place, 986-9856 for more information.
Neat. I really want to go see A Christmas Carol now.
Yes.
Like, I'm really cool.
You're really cool.
I'm really cool.
You are.
No, I'm a big fan of the story. I think it's very cool. But you know what's even cooler is
what?
A Christmas Story, which is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Some like sort of theater group got together and they went on a New York subway and recreated the tongue stuck to a pole scene with children. On a New York subway, like just like a flash mob reenactment of that scene on the subway. If you have 5 seconds during your lunch break, I suggest you just go and watch it on YouTube because it's very funny.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to get it.
There's a recommendation, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the Santa Fe Concert Association presents the King Singers the Cathedral. That's today at 7:30 in the evening. And that is very good stuff. Don't have a lot of time left to talk about it, but that is definitely happening. And oh gosh, we've missed a few things. Fire and Ice is a poetry reading that's happening on Sunday. It's a fundraiser for Teatro Paraguas with various poets, and it's at Teatro Paraguas, 5:30 on Sunday. And for lots of other things, just check out your Pasatiempo, and don't forget also New Mexico Magazine, which is the place where Rob DeWalt is working and giving us all sorts of good things every month.
Yeah. If you feel like hiding from the cold, go to one of our lovely local movie houses. The Screen, CCA, Jean Cocteau.
Yep.
And see a nice film.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Rob DeWalt, thank you so much for being with us. Speaking of the arts, this Friday, and we haven't been here for a couple of weeks, so...
I know, I'm kind of rusty.
Yeah, well, me too. I've given up caffeine.
Oh.
I don't know how long that's going to last.
Not me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. And also just a few minutes to acknowledge the amazing Nelson Mandela, whom we lost yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What a loss.
All right. Adios.